Christmas trees are, by and large, out of living rooms, and people are putting their lights back into boxes to save for next year. So we thought we'd take stock of this past holiday shopping season and what it may say about retailers heading into the new year. To help me do that, I'm joined by Craig Johnson, president of Customer Growth Partners. That's a retail analysis firm. And Craig, how did retailers do this holiday shopping season, both in terms of sales, but also the stuff that came back after Christmas?
Well, this was a terrific season, you know, really by all measures. The best year-over-year growth since 2005, pre-recession, and virtually every category participated in all formats, big box discount, all consumer groups participated in it. This has just been about as good as it gets.
Is that both for online and brick-and-mortar retailers as well?
Absolutely. We saw spending momentum in the store, online, and again, across formats and across all merchandise categories.
To what do you attribute that?
Well, we think there's a couple of things going on. One is that the single biggest driver of retail growth, of spending growth, is growth in real disposable income. And after flatlining for about 10 years or so, beginning about a year and a half ago, income started turning up. So that's the single biggest driver. Second driver is the wealth effect, rising portfolios, and that has a positive effect on people. So those are the key factors driving the overall growth.
It's interesting because for so long we've heard that the economy has been getting better, the recovery is on, but people aren't really feeling it necessarily in their own economies. It seems as though, at least by evidence, by people spending around the holidays, maybe people are starting to feel it a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, because you know we're seeing growth this year, total growth, we're looking at $672 billion for the November-December holiday season, and that's up from a little over $635 billion last year. And that represents about a 5.7% increase. And again, that's the strongest since 2005. So we're seeing a lot of growth, a lot of spending, and people are opening their purse strings in ways they haven't before because they feel confident about the economy and they're confident they're going to keep their jobs and maybe get a little bit of a raise.
You mentioned that the growth was across the board, but were there any particular types of retailers that did maybe better than expected or particularly better than they have in past years?
Well, the best performing merchandise sector was actually home improvement. In other words, places like Home Depot and Lowe's, now you may not normally think of them as major Christmas destinations, but they sell a lot of stuff. And then from an expectations thing, the real standout there was apparel. Apparel sales have been very soft for a number of years, growing only in the 1%, maybe 2% range year over year. Well, this year it looks like they've really broken out of that rut and a real strong growth, about 4.5%, 5% year over year. So apparel is having a nice little rebound.
Is there evidence to suggest that retailers will be able to keep that momentum going into the first part of the new year?
Well, we believe that this momentum is going to continue into 2018 and beyond. And the reason is that we're seeing a very healthy, broad-based gain in retail spending momentum, again across all income quintiles from the consumer point of view, across all merchandise categories, and across all formats, whether big box, whether discount, whether specialty, whether department stores. Everybody is either up or at least less worse. And, some sectors, some individual retailers didn't do all that well, but a rising tide lifts almost all retail boats, and that's why we're seeing it. And then when you add in the new tax act, the new tax cuts that go into effect in about a month, what that means is that that's one more tailwind added to an already healthy retail rebound. So we think all the ingredients are in place, not just for a one-time flash in the pan good holiday, but for continued growth throughout 2018 and may well extend well into 2019.
How much correlation do you find generally between how good or not good a holiday shopping season is and how good or not good the first part of the following year is?
Well, we've done this kind of analysis for 20 years, and the holiday sales are an imperfect predictor of the subsequent fiscal year. But when sales are this strong, this virtually means that we're going to see a continuation of the momentum nicely into 2018 and, as mentioned, potentially beyond that.
Craig Johnson is president of Customer Growth Partners. Craig, thanks a lot for your time.
Absolutely. You bet.